Hello, today is January 18th, 2024. And we have the Five of Swords. Just because you can doesn't mean you should. I read somewhere recently that the great inventor Thomas Edison was the one to credit for tossing off this now famous quote, which is ironic because the great Thomas Edison was also notorious for taking credit for others' inventions. Nikola Tesla, for example. The rivalry between Edison and the even greater Nikola Tesla was one for the ages. The swords are the suit of science. Winning at all costs is the tag for the Five of Swords, Gemini, Libra, Aquarius. On the card, there are three humans, one in the foreground and two in the background. The human in the foreground shoulders two swords with his left hand and holds another with his right, point down. But we don't see the point, which disappears off the edge of the card altogether. What's the point is the point, exactly. This character is so self-satisfied, and his or her expression so smug we can practically hear a cackle. Gray, jagged clouds are ugly scars against a blue sky. It is interesting also that his outer garment is a peaceful green, a color of harmony in the tarot and feng shui, but his undergarment is a lustful, passionate red, a power color. Even his windblown hair looks spiky and sharp. In the background are two retreating figures who have thrown their own swords down on the hard gray ground. No point to their surrendered swords either. They are both dressed in optimistic yellow. The first thing to consider always is ourselves, which is why the tarot is used by professionals as a tool for self-awareness and examination. This is a selfish card, seizing all the glory at the expense of others. Manipulation and insatiable greed are here. This character definitely has some character flaws. But there is a positive aspect of this card, standing up against abusers, for one, and it's a valuable warning. Nasty arguments are possible now, and we can walk away or engage. Not worth it, especially when someone is holding a weapon. There is tension in the workplace, but open conflict is inappropriate, unprofessional, and not advised. This character plays dirty, and we don't know what information he has. Anything you say or have said can and will be used against you by this bully. Blackmail. Not a happy card. This person has no real friends and nobody likes him, which is why he'll probably end up moving on to the next place, Six of Swords, and do the very same thing to someone else, the Fox in the Hen House, or Card of the Thief, as the Seven of Swords is called, and probably wind up in jail sooner or later. Eight of Swords, the jail card. So stay in your happy place at all costs, because this freak will never have one.